אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא חנוכה, המשך מקטע
מספר. We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of Hanukkah. We continue from excerpt number 7. From Rabash 2, letter 43.
חומת הוא אותיות חותם ותחום.
The Greeks.
ועניין חומה הוא שמירה שלא ייכנסו זרים לתוך העיר ולשלול טובה, כמו כן כאן, כדי שלא ייכנסו מחשבות זרות ורצוניות בלתי קרואים, מוכרחים גם כן לעשות חומה.
Greeks have gathered
שמרים מהחיצוניים, וחומה זו נקרא אמונה.
Greeks have gathered around me and have broken the walls of my towers and defiled all the oils. Chomat, walls, has the letters of Chotam, seal, and Tchum, area. My towers is the tower full of good abundance, and the wall concerns keeping foreigners from entering the city and robbing its good. It is likewise here. In order to avoid entrance of foreign thoughts and uninvited desires, we must make a wall by which we keep from the outer ones. This wall is called faith, for only by faith can one be saved from all the above. This is called zone, for thus far the outer ones can approach, but when they see that the person did not go outside the wall, they returned to their place. This is so because faith is specifically above reason, and the domination of the Sitra Acha is specifically within the reason of the outer mind. Thus, it has no connection or contact with a person. The Klipa of Greece was for the people of Israel to enjoy specifically through the external intellect, which is the damned philosophy. This contradicts faith, which is called a wall. To the extent that they succeeded in admitting philosophy into Israel, to that extent it is regarded that they have breached the wall. This is the meaning of broken the walls of my towers, namely the wall around the tower full of good abundance, by which we are rewarded with open providence that the Creator leads the world benevolently. Through the above mentioned breach, they have defiled all the oils, meaning that they were denied all the vitality and clarity that were granted through faith. For tum'ah, impurity, comes from timtum, dumbness, and situm, blocking. Finally, a miracle happened, and the Creator helped them, and they were rewarded with the revealed light once more, called light of the face.
The whole difference between the Greek and the Kabbalists is that the Kabbalists do it through connection between them that they learn, and the Greeks they don't want to realize it. So it's at love their friend as thyself that is the cut between them, the difference. Again,
excerpt number 7. Greeks have gathered around me and have broken the walls of my towers and defiled all the oils. Chomat, the walls of, has the letter of Chotam, seal, and Tchum, zone. My towers is the tower full of good abundance. The wall concerns keeping foreigners from entering the city and robbing its good. It is likewise here, in order to avoid entrance of foreign thoughts and uninvited desires, we must make a wall by which we keep from the outer ones. This wall is called faith, for only by faith can one be saved from all the above. This is called zone, for thus far the outer ones can approach, but when they see that the person did not go outside the wall, they return to their place. This is so because faith is specifically above reason, and the domination of the Sitra Acha is specifically within the reason of the outer mind, Thus, it has no connection or contact with the person. The klipa of Greece was for the people of Israel to enjoy specifically through the external intellect, which is the damned philosophy. This contradicts faith, which is called a wall. To the extent that they succeeded in admitting philosophy into Israel, to that extent it is regarded that they have breached the wall. This is the meaning of broken the walls of my towers, namely the wall around the tower full of good abundance, by which we are rewarded with open providence, that the Creator leads the world benevolently. Through the above-mentioned breach, they have defiled all the oils, meaning that they were denied all the vitality and clarity they were granted through faith. For tum'ah, impurity, comes from timtum, dumbness, and situm, blockage. Finally, a miracle happened, and the Creator helped them, and they were rewarded with the revealed light once more, called light of the face.
So it's impossible that we go through all these corrections without the action of Chanukah, before which we fall and we go under the rule of the Greeks. They don't let us overcome and connect, and then we demand the light that reforms and move on to a higher degree. This all must happen as part of development. We cannot merit the open revelation unless we are integrated with the vessels of the Greek. Okay? Yes.
What is the stage between when you feel the timtum, the dumbness, where all those important things become unimportant, and the way to express it is prayer during the day?
Deficiency, attaining the deficiency. This denseness is that I feel no deficiency in mind and heart, and I can't do anything. What can I do? Only to cling to the environment. All my vessels are there. My dumbness or denseness gives me the environment as a means to rise above it.
Two questions, Rav. How can it be that during the state where you have a tower and you have a wall, the Greeks enter? Because inside the tower there's no contact with the world to receive.
Yeah, but it's insufficient. The previous degree, there was tower and wall and all true, but the will to receive increases, and then there are no guards over the tower, as opposed to the will to receive, that starts attacking and burges in.
I'll listen to it again. Second question, meaning all the livelihood and clarity they were granted through faith was blocked for them. As far as I understand, there's no
faith
livelihood
is
in
tower.
Faith.
The wall. Faith is the wall, that I don't let anything break into this wall. Faith above reason protects me. But there is a limit. There is a matter of whether you hold on to it or not. To the extent that you fall, that you go into the group with faith above reason, you can cope with the general egoistic will to receive, what we call the Greeks. But if I don't hold it between the friends, then the wall is breached. It's broken.
What I don't get is, if there's clarity in livelihood, it's not faith, then it's within reason.
No, there's no such thing in spirituality. The livelihood and clarity in the will to receive. Rather, if you go in the will to bestow, you begin to see things in the light of faith. Okay, let's read a bit more.
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash 2, what placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. The miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to come out of the domination of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can come out of their power. When the Creator helps them and brings them out from the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel governs them, this is called a miracle.
Canada.
Question. In the previous article, there was discussion on 600,000 souls go through correction between the Sitra Acha and the sparks of sanctity. But what does it mean, the 600,000? Why 600,000? Why not 400 or 500,000?
600,000 means the six Sfirot of Zeranpin that reach the level, the height of Arechanpin. Then their power is, instead of 60, 600,000. Meaning 60 times 10,000. The degrees are so... This is how they... No. You know, multiply when you multiply. How do you say that? The degrees multiply themselves. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. You said earlier that the people of Israel have gone through a correction from Malchut to Bina, and later from Bina to Keter. In our prayer, if we go back to the central topic of our lesson, do we also go through such stages, connecting with a friend, then yearning for bestowal to the Creator?
Yeah, but when we go through it, we go through it according to the Reshimot that went from the first and second temple, or the other way around, from the second to the third, that we use their broken vessels this way in order to build for ourselves already a process that leads us to the third temple, meaning the light of Yechida. The stages of the first and second temples, they were in spirituality already and fell to create Reshimot for us. Now, when we rise, we use all these Reshimot. We use all these Reshimot, but instead, we build the third temple, meaning by light of Yechida, in the complete manner. Yes.
Перерыв между подъемом от Малхут к Бине и потом от Бины к Кетеру, это и есть Ханука или нет?
So this break between the ascents between Malchut and Bina, Bina and Keter. This is Hanukkah? This stop?
No. Hanukkah is that they corrected the shattering that they had from the ruin of the temple. But only the ruin of the temple. They didn't correct the construction for the third temple. There's several stages here, meaning they did what they did for now. We don't need to repeat that. That's the stage that, it's like we say, they corrected the vessels of Mochin of Neshama, but all these shatterings and corrections were not towards the third temple, meaning the collective Kli. Today we are in the general collective Kli. You need to see this throughout the world, how throughout the whole world rises the question, how do we fix the world? Or we're just going to go wherever our human development takes us. So we have to understand that today we are using all the reshimot that we have, including this last exile, including our integration with the whole Kli, with all the nations that are joining and that are about to join, that are going to join our process. But that's already building a new Kli that doesn't belong to the first or second temples. Rather, the fact that they made a correction over the vessels of bestowal in Chanukah only helps us reach the correction of the vessels of bestowal, but on our part. We don't correct ourselves only, we correct our integration with the rest of humanity. So what is becoming revealed today is a deficiency of the whole of humanity. We'll talk about it more. The fact that we see hatred awakening towards Israel from day to day and all that has to do with it. Well, yeah. Okay, so we will conclude in this. We will conclude with this. You want to ask about what's going to happen during the day or about the lesson? Go ahead.
Today, we wish to start the preparation for the Congress with all the friends from the World Kli. So we're inviting everyone to what we call the Arvut team. Right after the lesson, we'll begin to discuss how do we aim ourselves in the preparation for the Congress. And from earlier talks, we understood from you that the main preparation for the Congress is in participation for the morning lesson. So we wanted to ask, how come the entire preparation for the Congress focuses specifically on participating in the morning lesson?
Look, obviously what we're studying right now, we're not going to be able to go into these details during the Congress and meticulousness, because in the Congress we are rewarded with all the friends that come to us from all sorts of places. And so the connection between us, the method of connection, the correcting the connection, the prayer which we discussed today, etc. I recommend you to think about around what do you want to connect. What topic, what method of, meaning for the what flow for of the Congress itself. And also during the day, don't give up the prayer. That has to be present at all times. Doesn't matter what we go through. Throughout the day, without a doubt, each one and everyone together tries to pray until we break through the wall that hides the Creator from us. Okay, what? Electricity.
The department goes out maybe twice a week to prepare the equipment for the Congress, and because of all the fire that we've had in the lessons lately, we understood that we're not doing the right thing, and we decided to perform only those actions that are necessary. So we asked the team managers to get all the needs for the coming Congress so we can do only what's necessary for the Congress. We understood there are no such lists.
No such lists? Okay.
No.
So you don't need anything. You know what I need? A plug and an outlet, and that's it. I don't know, really, if they don't make demands. You remember what we had in the desert, right? We go to the same place, and we need the same equipment.
But there is no desert.
There is a desert. Oh, I sent you a camel, and it didn't reach you. Okay, what can I do? There is a desert Congress as we had a year ago, literally same place, same gear, same thing. We don't need anything new, same thing.
And exhibition gardens?
Same thing, yes.
They said there are many changes.
In the exhibition gardens? Not on my part, I don't know. I don't know who else says there is. They should explain what the demands are. I don't need it, in short.
It's exactly what we need. That's what they need.
So, until tonight, everyone's hearing, and send a message to everyone. All of the departments, all of the teams, whatever they need in order to make the Congress happen, which is for sure needed, needs to be communicated to the electricity department as well as the other departments. So write to the electricity department and also copy Alon or whoever is there, I guess. That's it. Clear? Go ahead. So Gershon, today, yeah?
Today, lighting of the Hanukkah candles, 6 p.m. Israel time. Everyone is invited. Thank you and have a good day.
סביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם מתקדם לו עליות ירידות ופנינו בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונשיר.